Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. The efforts of the late Ernest Tubb, and he always wanted to be called Ernest, did much to shape what we today call country music. In fact, it was his influence that did much to persuade record companies, trade magazines, and radio stations to use the term country and western music instead of hillbilly or folk. His support of such stars as Hank Snow, Willie Nelson, Jack Green, Cal Smith, and Loretta Lynn were important in establishing their careers. And his style of honky-tonk music launched a whole new trend of popular country music. Early in his career, he worked hard on his style and voice to sound like his hero, Jimmy Rogers. And by 1933, Ernest was performing on his own radio show on a San Antonio radio station. But after 5 years of trying, it became obvious that the public did not want a replacement for Jimmy Rogers, and a tonsillectomy ended his attempts at imitating Rogers' yodel and left him with the deep baritone voice that we are all familiar with. His first big hit then came in 1941 with his own composition of Walking the Floor Over You, recorded April the 26th, 1941.
And you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you've left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, pick it out, Smitty. Now, darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, do it pretty, son. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Well, that was the original recording of that great hit song, Walking the Floor Over You. Of course, you may be very familiar with subsequent recordings, one in which he calls on Billy Bird to play it pretty. And later, he did recordings of the very same song, redid them for the Decca label, and included Buddy Charlton and other members of the Texas Troubadours. And I think his voice got a little bit deeper as he got older and continued to record that great old song. Well, with this giant behind him, Ernest went to Hollywood and appeared in 4 Western films. His second hit, though, on the recording charts came from that same April 26 recording session and was called Our Baby's Book, a sad but true story, a true life story inspired by the death of his infant son, Roger Dale.
There's a new star in heaven tonight, the brightest of them all up there. As we gaze at the sky, we wonder why that the Lord took our baby so fast. For he was as sweet as a rose, his eyes were so big, bright, and blue, and it made me so glad. They said he favors his dad, and my wife said he's the image of you. Now you should see our baby's book. It's pink and bordered with gold. Though it's not complete, but on the first sheet, our darling's life story is told. It tells of the day that he came to add more joy to our home. After 7 short weeks, our master did speak, and now Roger Dale has gone. But I know that he's happy up there. I can vision each action and look. Friends, as you travel on, please remember this song, for it's written in our baby's book. I de holy, we know that our baby's up there.
A sad but true song written by Ernest Tubb about the death of his infant son, Roger Dale. Well, Ernest joined the Grand Ole Opry in the fall of 1942 following a guest appearance at the Ryman Auditorium. Now, at that point, he put together his first Texas troubadour band. In July of that year, he recorded his next hit single, a song written by himself and Johnny Bond entitled You Nearly Lose Your Mind.
Now, if you love your mama and you treat her right, but she keeps on fussing at you every day and night, then she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Now if your mama's mean, take a tip from me. Lock her up at home, Lord, but hang on to that key, 'cause she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Rave on, brother, rave on. But if your mama's good, I'll tell you what to do. Give her lots of loving, Lord, but watch her closely too, 'cause she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Oh, pick that thing out there, Eddie. You come home to your mama, find your clothes ain't clean. You can bet you're slipping if you get just what I mean, 'cause she's been trifling on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Tell the truth, son, tell the truth. Now you may have a mama who says that she is true, but wait till you get down and out and really need her too, then she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Now I've been a lot of places, there's not much I ain't done, but when it comes to women, Lord, I just don't trust a one, because they trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
And it'll drive you crazy.
Ernest Tubb from that recording session in 1942. Well, his next hit came in 1944, and this is a song that Ernest and Johnny Bond wrote together. Although Ernest used to laugh about it, he joked about the fact that he held the paper while Johnny Bond wrote the words to this classic. A song that's been recorded by several, but this is the original, recorded for Decca on January 13, 1944, at the Los Angeles studios of Decca Records. A song called Tomorrow Never Comes.
You love me, yes, you tell me that you care, that tomorrow we'll be married, but tomorrow's never there. Oh, tomorrow never comes, no, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes. Oh, Jimmy Short. I'll pick it out, son. Many weeks now have I waited, many long nights have I cried, just to see that happy morning when I'd have you by my side. But tomorrow never comes, no, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes. I'll swing out some. I'll be leaving, yes, tomorrow I'll be gone. Oh, tomorrow you'll be weeping, but tomorrow never comes. Oh, tomorrow never comes, no, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes.
The next recording is a wartime story and a very sad story again. It's called The Soldier's Last Letter, recorded in January 1944. The plaintive tale of a mother receiving an unsigned letter from her son in combat. Clearly the last that she would get from him, written by singer-fiddler Henry Red Stewart while he was in the service. The song was revived as a Vietnam-era hit by Merle Haggard in 1971. But here's the 1944 version as recorded by Ernest Tubb.
When the postman delivered a letter, it filled her dear heart full of joy. But she didn't know till she read the inside. It was the last one from her darling boy. Dear Mom, was the way that it started. I miss you so much, it went on. Mom, I didn't know that I loved you so, but I'll prove it when this war is won. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. You know as you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes. But they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her darling had died. That night as she knelt by her bedside, she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons that are fighting tonight, and dear God, keep America free.
A very sad song about a mother's last letter, recorded by Ernest Tubb in 1944. In 1945, though, he recorded a song that kind of became an anthem of sorts for servicemen returning to their sweethearts after a long-time wartime absence. In 1945, one that Ernest Tubb himself wrote called It's Been So Long, Darling.
I had to go away. It's been so long, darling, and I'll never forget that day. Although mentioned it. You cried that whole day long. It's been so long, darling, but now I'm coming home. It's been so long, darling, since I gazed into your eyes. It's been so long, darling, do you really realize that just the thought of seeing you, it scares me through and through. It's been so long, darling, since I had a kiss from you. I'll do it for you, Jimmy. That you'll be waiting as you did in days gone by. It's been so long, darling. Please don't blame me if I cry. It's been so long, darling, since I gazed into your eyes. It's been so long, darling, do you really realize that just the thought of seeing you, it scares me through and through. It's been so long, darling, since I had a kiss from you.
The music of Ernest Tubb, songs that grew out of World War II. Well, the war songs continued even after the ending of the war. In 1948, Ernest recorded a song written by his nephew, Billy Talmage. It was called simply The Seaman's Blues.
To Italy from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong. Nights are so lonely on the ocean. Too much time to dream of yesterday. If only I could carry out my notion and hit the trail for Texas right away. To Italy from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me,
no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong. I never thought when I was leaving I could get so blue out on the sea. But I'll bet you after all this grieving, it's that good old Texas soil for me. On my way to Italy, from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong.
The Seaman's Blues, another song about the wartime life of the 40s. I remember another great song that Ernest Tubb had recorded called My Filipino Baby, a story of the warships leaving Manila and the girls that some of the servicemen left behind, My Filipino Baby. You also might notice that Ernest's voice is becoming deeper and more mellow. The sound that we are accustomed to hearing on his more modern recordings beginning to develop now as we get into the late 1940s. This next song is a song, again, that Johnny Bond helped write. Ike Cargill, Johnny Bond, and Ernest Tubb wrote this song. It became a number 5 hit for Ernest Tubb in 1948 and then switched over to the pop charts and hit number 30. Another song that Ernest Tubb recorded that was very successful, called Forever, is ending today.
You said that you would be mine, dear, forever, when you promised to love and obey. Now you say that you're leaving tomorrow, and forever is ending today. Remember, my darling, I love you, is all now that I have to say. I dreamed of love that would linger forever, but my forever is ending today. All coming, Butterball. I'd have known that a dream soon is ended, like the sunshine at close of the day. So the dream in my heart now has faded, and forever is ending today. Remember, my darling, I want you. If you ever pass by my way, I'll try to think of you, darling, forever, but my forever is ending today. The time has come now to say our goodbyes, dear, and you soon will be well on your way. Some other love will be waiting to greet you, some other heart that you soon will betray. If you want true love,
from another. Remember and meet him halfway. I hope that you will be happy forever. But my forever has ended today.
A very popular song recorded by Ernest Tubb, who was gaining in popularity as a country star and even crossing over into the pop charts. That song was a big hit in 1948, but actually recorded in December of 1947. At the same time, he recorded this next release, both recorded at that session. He took an old Tin Pan Alley favorite from 1933, and he countrified it just a little bit and came up with a very successful hit for him in 1948. One of his most popular recordings, Have You Ever Been Lonely? Have You Ever Been Blue?
Been blue? Have you ever loved someone just as I love you? Can't you see that I'm sorry for each mistake I've made? Can't you see I've changed it? Can't you see I've paid? Be a little forgiven. Take me back in your heart. How can I go on living now that we're apart? If you knew what I've been through, then you know why I ask you. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? All coming, butterball.
Actually opened the door for several others to record it, but Ernest Tubb turned it into a country hit in 1948. Our next selection is a song that he co-wrote with R.B. Gibson. November the 9th, 1949, recording session in Nashville, Tennessee, turned out another hit song for Ernest Tubb called Letters Have No Arms.
Just got your letter, dearest sweetheart. And darling, I miss you oh so much. Your letter has cheered me, but I'm lonesome. Lonesome just to feel your loving touch. letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letters, I wanna be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand, or none of your sweet loving charms. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms. Oh, Billy Bird now. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letters, I wanna be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand, or none of your sweet loving charms. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms.
From that very same recording session, November the 9th, 1949, came another Ernest Tubb hit, another song that he co-wrote called Throw Your Love Away.
To me, you're just as pretty as a speckled pup. That's why I keep on calling and I can't give up. I'll give you everything I've got from A to Z, if you will only throw your pretty love at me. She's got the kind of smile that will turn your damper down. She's got the kind of love that started men to slipping round. Well, I don't think I'm slipping, but I just have to say, for goodness gracious, baby, throw your love my way. Got me hanging from a broken limb. I'm like a little duck, I've got to sink or swim. But I could swim the ocean like the Robert E. Lee, if you will only throw your pretty love at me. She's got the kind of smile that will turn your damper down. She's got the kind of love that started men to slipping round. Well, I don't think I'm slipping, but I just have to say, for goodness gracious, baby, throw your love my way. Gleaming, seems I'm gaining ground. If so, I'm gonna turn this whole world upside down. I'll give my share in heaven and I'll get down on my knees, if you will only throw your pretty love at me. She's got the kind of smile that will turn your damper down. She's got the kind of love that started men to slipping round. Well, I don't think I'm slipping, but I just have to say, for goodness gracious, baby, throw your love my way.
Throw your love my way. My Way, Ernest Tubb from 1949. We'll now skip up to 1952, and here's a song that Charlie Walker wrote. Charlie, of course, who became famous for his great hit song, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down, had written this song, and Ernest Tubb decided to record it on June 16, 1952. Here's the original Decca recording of A Fortune in Memory.
I've got fortunes and memories of your walk, your talk, your smile. I've got treasures of heartaches and some old dreams out of style. I've got bundles of broken vows collected through the years. I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears. All my life I've been in love with you, and now you're gone. All I own is memories of you that linger on. In some ways you left me nothing but the loser's share. In some ways I guess I am a sort of millionaire. I've got fortunes and memories of your walk, your talk, your smile. I've got treasures of heartaches and some old dreams out of style. I've got bundles of broken vows collected through the years. I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears. Oh, Billy Bird now. One by one, take the careless, cruel things, the sweet things you have done. Count them all as lost, and they are more than I can bear. Count them all as memories, and I am a millionaire. I've got fortunes and memories of your walk, your talk, your smile. I've got treasures of heartaches and some old dreams out of style. I've got bundles of broken vows collected through the years. I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears.
Interesting to note, you hear Billy Bird's name being used. Billy Bird, the famous guitar player, the steel guitar picker that Ernest Tubb used for several years and became quite famous in the recording sessions because of Tubb referring to Pick It Pretty, Billy Bird. And Billy, of course, then would come out as the standout part of the Texas Troubadour Band for that particular chorus. We move on now to 1953, a song that was never released. October 23rd, 1953, Ernest Tubb decided to record a gospel song. You've heard it many years later by Kenny Rogers, and it became one of Kenny's signature songs. But this is a recording from 1953 that up until now has been unavailable. Ernest Tubb, the Texas Troubadours, our feature artist today, and Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Many of Ernest Tubb's songs had a religious sound to them, like The Soldier's Last Letter, My Baby's Book, or Our Baby's Book, and Love Lifted Me, all with a religious background. But Ernest Tubb is also given credit as one of the great honky-tonkers of the 1940s and 1950s, developing the famous Western honky-tonk sound. And here's a song written by his friend Cindy Walker, who incidentally came from the very same town that Ernest Tubb came from, Beaumont, Texas, in 1952. Another big hit song, actually recorded on June the 22nd. Cindy Walker's Two Glasses, Joe.
Set up two glasses, Joe, and turn the jukebox low, and let me sit and reminisce. While I pretend that she is sitting here with me, the way she did not long ago. We used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. There's a memory in the room, a memory that walks, a memory that talks, and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die, from the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know. So fill two glasses, Joe, then leave me here alone to cry.
Two Glasses, Joe, the honky-tonk sound developed by Ernest Tubb. One of his best-known songs was not one of his biggest hits. It came out in 1965. He recorded this song, and it became his signature song. And even though it was not one of his biggest hits, it certainly was one of his best known. And several years ago, the writers of Country America magazine asked the readers to let them know what their most favorite songs were in country music. And they wrote in and wrote in and wrote in, and when the vote was final, there were 100 of the most popular country songs ever written. And among them was this great old Ernest Tubb favorite from 1965, I'm Gonna Waltz Across Texas With You, incidentally written again by his nephew, Billy Talmadge.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Oh, buddy, now.
My heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Became his signature song, Waltz Across Texas With You, Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours. I'll never forget the first time I met Ernest Tubb. I was invited to a show that he was performing. After the show was over, several members of the fan club asked me if I would like to meet Ernest Tubb, and I said I certainly would. I'd love to have a chance to meet the Texas Troubadour and spend some time with him. And I was warned at the time, call him Ernest. Don't call him Ernie or Mr. Tubb. Call him Ernest. I was invited aboard the big green bus that he was famous for. And incidentally, they say that that bus used to burn out an engine a year. He would make over 200 dates a year up until the very end of his career, when he was forced into retirement by emphysema and had to leave the road in 1982. A very fine man to talk to. He loved to talk, and we spent several hours on the bus just talking about country music and his career and his great background. Later, I had the privilege of going to the Grand Ole Opry at the old Ryman Auditorium, and when Ernest Tubb found that I was there along with some friends, he invited us to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop for the show that went on after the Grand Ole Opry, and he was our host. We really had an enjoyable time with him then. He was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1965 and ended his show after this song became famous with this famous song recorded in 1963. In fact, on the back of his guitar, he had this statement painted on. So after the show was over, he had completed his show, he would play this song, and as the audience was applauding, he would turn the guitar over and it would say, "Thanks. Thanks a lot."
Thanks a lot I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Great stars of country music, one of the great stars who has gone before. He wrote it well in his dedication to the fan club journal Melody Trails. The second edition came out in June of 1945, and he wrote in the dedication of that journal, "First, I want to say that my heart and soul are in my work. Honesty and sincerity are my watchword. I have no use for hypocrisy in any form. Let's keep these principles in mind. Big of soul, big of heart, big of mind. Never belittle a fellow artist. Instead, always stand ready to lend a helping hand to those who need it." Signed, Ernest Tubb. You have been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.